Okay.
So the Mishnah discusses Basar Behema Tayra, Bechalav Behema Tayra. The din of Basar Bechalav only applies to a kosher animal and from milk from a kosher animal. So that is a big nafkamina la'alacha. Not so much lumdis there. We're going to see in the Gemara it's based on of a drasha from the Pasuk. But it's very limiting in terms of the halachos of Basar Bechalav, what it applies to. Also, Levasha, Basar Bana, Basar Behema, Tahira, Bechalav Behema Tmea, Basar Behema Tmea, Bechalav Behema Tahira, Mutter Levasha, Mutter Bana. Obviously, it's not Mutter Bachila, but that's for other reasons. However, it's going to be Mutter Bebishal, and Mutter Bana. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, Chayav of Enem and Atarish, Nemerlo, Savash Gudiba, Chalav Yemo. So Rabbi Kiva, we'll have to get back to this and learn whether or not we pass like Rabbi Kiva. It's not all the Tanaim agree. But Rabbi Kiva is at least of the opinion that chicken and milk is not going to be Basar Bechalav, and therefore doesn't have the same stringencies. Gimel Pam Prat L'chayo L'Of, a wild animal also, and a chicken, Ubehema Tmeya, and a non-kosher animal. Yosi Agli Le'omer Nemer Lo Soch L'Kol Nevelav, Nemer Lo Savash G'li Bechalav Imo, Es Sha'asar Mishim Nevela, Asa Levasha Bechalav Of, Sha'asar Mishim Nevela, Yachol Ye, Asa Levasha Bechalav, Talmud Le'omer, Bechalav Imo Yatsa Of, She'en Lo Chalav Im. So that he agrees to. Fine. So Rabbi Yossi's opinion is what? That Lo Soch L'Kol Nevela, V'Nemer Lo Savash G'li Bechalav Imo. There's a linkage. That which is Asar Mishim Nevela, Asa Levasha Bechalav Of, Sha'asar Mishim Nevela, Yachol Ye'asa Levasha Bechalav, Talmud Le'omer Bechalav Imo, Yatsa Ov She'en Lo Chalav Im. So what is Rabbi Yossi Aglili Shita? So Rabbi Yossi Aglili Shita is Nemer Lo Soch Lo Kol Nevela V'Nemer Bo Sof Pasuk Atzmo Lo Sof Gavash Ogdi Bechalav Imo T'mashma Kol Shenog Bo Yisr Nevela Yesh Bo Mishum Basar Bechalav. Anything that has the Yisr Nevela, that is what's going to have the Yisr of Basar Bechalav. So I don't want to talk about Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva now. That's not our sugya. I'd like to talk about the sources of all these dinim. Look at the Gemara and Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Amar Shmuel. Gdi, the Pasuk says Gdi, Lerabos es Achalav. Gdi, Lerabos es Hamesa. Right? L'savashal Gdi b'chalev imo is coming to Bimar Besari es Achalav, not only Basar, but also Chalav. Gdi, Lerabos es Hamesa, also meat from an animal that's dead. Gdi l'rabos es hashlil, gdi l'hoitzi es hadam, gdi l'hoitzi es hashilya, gdi l'hoitzi es hatmeya, b'chalav imo v'lo b'chalav zachar, b'chalav imo v'lo b'chalav shchuta. B'chalav imo v'lo b'chalav tmeya, hatlosa gdi ksiva, v'anan shisa darshinan, kasavar shmul iser chalal iser. So the Gemara goes on and says that Shmuel is of the opinion that Isser is chal al isser. That even though something might be usser prior, there can be a second isser that is going to be chal on top of it. Right? So he holds isser chal isser, and the Gemara works on how he has so many drushas because he learns many of them from the same pasuk. Let's jump down to the next Gemara. So the Gemara, if you see the circle of Rabbi Kiva Eger, so the Gemara says, V'savar of Shmuel Isser Chalal Isser. So if you're telling me that Shmuel holds that Basar V'chalav applies to Chalev, so that means that it must be, even though something was already Usser, that he holds Isser Chalal Isser. Why, Rabbi Osai, why is that?
Because
it's already an Isser. Because it's already Usser Bachila. It's already Usser Bachila in the fact that it's an Isser Chalev. That's the assumption of the Gemara. So now the Gemara continues and the Gemara wants the challenge. It doesn't seem like Shmuel really holds Isser Chalal Isser. There's a case, Valmer Shmuel, Mishum Rablazer, Minayin Lekoin Shetamei Sha'achal Truma Tmeya She'enu B'misa, So you see that in that case where a Kohen Tame ate Truma Tmeya, he doesn't get an additional Isser because it was already Usser prior. So the Gemara says, it apparently Reb Shmuel does not hold of the din of Isser Chal al Isser. So Rabbi said, before we get to the crux of our sugya, I wanted to share with you a kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. One second. I can't find it inside right now, but Rabbi Akiva Eiger asked the question why is it so pashut that Shmuel holds Issel Chalal Isser? As Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the Basar is Asser, but the Chalav is Mutter. So maybe the Isser Basar of Chalav is Chal through the Chalav. That's Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha. So this leads the Chassam Sofer, Rabbi Akiva Eiger's son-in-law, in Yoredei in Shuvis and Siman Tzadi Beis, that the Chassam Sofer assumes that the Chassam, did I put this on the Maamar Kol? I don't think I put this on the Maamar Kol. But the Chassam Sofer assumes that the din of Basar v'Cholov is bi'ikaro in the Basar. Is bi'ikaro in the Basar. So therefore, if you're talking about a basar that's already usser prior to your situation that you want the isser basar v'chol to be chal, so that's going to be dependent on isser chalal isser. That's the mahalach of the Chassam Sofer. To answer this kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger.
Can Rabbi say Chassam Sofer again?
The Chassam Sofer says, no, you see from here, Zevin Funda, that be'etzem, Basar v'cholov is governed through the basar. Meaning it's not a joint effort, and therefore you could say, like Rabbi Akiva Eiger assumed, I have an isser that's able to be chal through the cholov. If the basar fundamentally is already usser, so without the sugya of isser chalal isser, I would never be able to say, I would never be able to have basar v'cholov here. Let me just read a quotation. The Bnei Shulchan quotes him. Tali din achola b'din abasar. And he says this even legabe heter b'ana. If the basar is muter b'ana, so then the cholov is going to be muter b'ana. The cholov, the way the Chassam Sofer looks at basar v'cholov is it looks at milk trapped with inside the meat that now becomes problematic. That's a fascinating insight in order to deal with this question. However, the Chazon Ish in Reish Siman Chef Beis explained it totally different. And he said that very similar to something that we've seen, Rabosai. And I was wondering if any of you were going to quote it. But Rabosai, do you remember the Ramban in Nat Bar Nat? That Basar V'Cholov works because they both come and asser each other, right? So says the Chazon Ish, that's exactly the answer over here as well. If you have one side that's neutralized, it's not that basar v'cholov is more basar than cholov. It's both of them that asser each other. And there's no cholov that's trapped within the basar, and that the cholov is always governed based on the characteristics and the status of the basar. No. The answer is you need both. It takes two to tango. So if it takes two to tango, says the Chazon Ish, so the second one of them is going to be Usser already, so now I'm going to be dependent on the din of Isser Chalal Isser. A fascinating yesod, just through our kasha, through our sugya, that two totally different perspectives, and clearly Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you know, didn't have the assumption of the Chassam Sofer, you know, but you're going to have to now look at Basar V'Cholov through the prism of the Chassam Sofer and the prism of the Chazon Ish, in two totally distinct ways. Is it chalav that's assering up basar, Or is it that, no, two things that are coming together and creating a new chefza di yisura? And I think the pashtus is like the Chazon Ish, that you have two things, like we saw it already in Rishonim and other sugyas. You have two things that are coming together and now creating an iser. So if one of them is neutralized, so that's going to be a problematic because half of the recipe for this iser is gone. Yeah, Moshe.
Where does the Chazon Sofer get his shita from?
I think he's dealing with this question based on our Gemara of why is it dependent on iser chal iser.
It just seems like he's trying to. Rabbi Akiva Eger was just asked, like, it's not so pasha that he holds iser chal iser because maybe the milk was mutter.
But like, why? Maybe the milk is usser. Maybe the milk is usser.
I thought Rabbi said that they both have to be.
No.
Oh, yeah, maybe the milk is usser. Yeah.
So the Chasam Sofer says no.
Does the Chasam Sofer feel the need to prove that might be true? Like, what's driving it?
This kasha.
Like, why is it a problem? I guess that Shmuel holds iser chal iser.
No, because you don't maybe need because the whole premise of the Gemara is not necessary. It typically alts chalav. Say it's basar chalav through the chalav, which was mutter. And they knew this chal iser. And yet the Gemara said no, it was necessary to say something about the basar. So why is that so? Says the Chasam Sofer, because basar v'cholov is basar oriented. The Chazon Ish says no, it's both oriented. And it takes two to can't tango.
The problem with the Chazon Ish is that he needs the Ramban, which, I mean, it's great, but this is like a Yisod in basar v'cholov in the Torah, and like the Ramban comes in to answer a fancy question and not bar not. So like
I don't even know if the Chazon Ish quotes the Ramban. I was just saying that we were introduced to such a line of reasoning within the Ramban. The Chazon Ish is saying this as pshat in the Torah.
He's yeah. not quoting the Ramban.
No. Okay, but that's not what I want to talk to tonight, Rabbi Yisai. That was just a little bit of an aside from this Gemara. That's a fascinating idea. So the Gemara goes on and really challenges this idea, and the Gemara says, no, there's no raya that Shmuel doesn't hold the Yisr Chal Yisr from that case of Truma, and there was a Pasuk over there. Okay, fine, so the Gemara deals with that. Good. But then the Gemara says, a machlek is in the bottom of the daf. Itmar, amavashal cholav v'chelif. What's the din if you cook milk with fats that's already usr? There's an iser karis to eat it. Rav Ami v'Rav Asi chadam or leike, v'chadam or ene leike. Rav Ami v'Rav Asi have an machlekes. One person says you get malchus for basar v'cholov, and one person says you don't get malchus for basar v'cholov. Lema b'hakam ifugi. Let's say that this is the machlekes. Demand the amar leike that the person who holds you get malchus, kasaver iser chalal iser. He holds iser could be chalal iser. So perhaps that's the machlekes, Rav Ami and Rav Asi. Very simple, based on the Gemara prior. Lo, dechule alma ein iser chal aliser. Aachila, dechule alma lo pligi de loy laki. No, really, everyone holds ein iser chal aliser. And what was usser mitzad the achila of chelev is really not going to be usser with the basar v'cholov. Ki pligi, what's the machlekes? Abishal. Manda omer leike chadi suruhu. Umanda omer eno leike lachi afer achmana lachi liv lashen bishal. The cave and the alachila lachi abishal nalami lachi. One day it holds. The Torah said, Achila Blushan Bishal to tell us that since there's not going to be an Isser Achila because of Ein Isser Chal Isser, so there's not going to be that second Isser of Bishal either. And the Manda Omer that says you do get Malkus says what? Chadam or like it, right? Why? What's the reason? Because he holds chadi suruhu. What does that mean? The man the armor that says you get malchus abishal, he holds that it's chadi suruhu, and therefore what? Shari Rashi says Shari Chelev Kipliga Bishul Shari Achelev Vechol Shari Surin Lo Neser Lelavashel Ela Baser Vecholov Helka Kabi Bishul Ein Kan Ela Iser Baser Vecholov. What's Iser Chalal Iser? In the world of Bishul, there's no Iser Bishul by Chelev Chadi Suruhu, which is another way of saying that there is no Iser Chalal Iser Cheshbin over here. There's nothing usser in the world of Bishul mitzad the Chilev. So therefore, I'm going to tell you, you get Malkus. The other day holds no. Bishul is connected to Achila. And since Bishul is connected to Achila, if Achila is not Chal, so then Bishul is not going to be Chal. Right? Rabosai, do you remember anything about this from last week? This was the proof that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank proved that the Cheshbin of the chocolate, you cannot say like the Kesef Mishnah and say that Bishul is always dependent on Achila, and if it doesn't lead up to Achila, it's not going to be Usser. Because the Rambam doesn't paskin like that. The Rambam paskins that if you cook Chelev B'Cholov, you do get Malkus. So you see that he paskin like the Deya that distinguishes between Bishul and Achila, and that was the Kasha of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. How could you say, like the Kesef Mishnah, in light of the way the Rambam paskins this Gemara? And we kind of left that off in a question. So we have to get back to that. So we already know that the Rambam paskins in this situation of Chalav v'Chalev, or something that's anyways Aser b'Achila, there is going to be an Iser Bishul. Okay? I stress Bishul. Okay? David, you had a question? Okay. Good. That's what Gemara says. Then the Gemara says a little bit weiter, Vika Damri Abishal Kuli Amalo Pligi Delaki. Then everyone says no. Everyone agrees that you get Malkus on Bishul. Ki Pligi Achila. What do they argue? They argue on whether or not you get the Isser of Achila. Mandar Main Aloke, you don't get Malkus on Achila. That makes sense. Einisr Chal Isser. Mandar Maloka Lahachi Achar Mano Achila Blasham Bishul, to say the opposite. Kevin did Bishul lucky, Achila nami lucky. The other man, the Amr, says, no, you get Achila over here. Why do I get Achila? Shouldn't I say, ain't Isser Chal Isser? No, this was an exception to the rule that the Torah taught that the Isser was in a Lashon of Bishul in order to get around the issue of ain't Isser Chal Isser, because it's a Bishul-oriented Isser, and therefore, since there's no problem of Isser Chal Isser in the world of Bishul, so even in the world of Achila, I'm going to get vacuumed in and say that I would get Malkus on the Achila. Good. That's the Gemara. Good. Comes along the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ritva, on this daf, and asks the following question. In order to understand this question, we need to look back at a Gemara earlier in Maseches Chul. Okay? The Gemara tells us on Daf Pei Tesam Adbeis. The Gemara says on Pei Tesam Adbeis, a Gemara that we all saw and we spent time on, Rabbi Say. The Gemara says, Gid Anosha applies to Hekdesh. So Gemara says, Pshita, Mishum Da'akdesh Shepakale Yisr Gid? Because you made this meat Hekdesh, now there's not going to be an Yisr Gid Anosha. What's the Chiddush? Or it says, V'chite Me Yesh B'Gid Minois in Tam. And if you want to say, no, Gid Anosha is Nois in Tam, it's like regular meat. V'asi Yisr Mekdoshin V'chayala Yisr Gid. Right? That's the pshat, and comes along the Yisr Gid Anoshe, and comes along the Yisr Mukdashin, and it's chal even on the original Yisr, that it's what? It's an Yisr, that is an Yisr Gid. So comes along the Ritva and says, that sounds like the language of what? Yisr chal al Yisr, right? That's what the Gemara is assuming, right? How could the Gemara just assume to say Iser Chalal Iser on Pei Tesam Adbeis, says the Ritva? Why? Oh, Ayde Iser Koil? Demigo de chayal abasar chayal agid, oh al yide yisr moisif. Demigo de itzer ba no chayal la yisr achila. Comes along the Ritva. Let's focus on the second thing. He says the way it could be chal is because this is not a classic isr chalal isr. Listen carefully, Rabosai. This is what's called, even if you don't subscribe to a regular isr being chal on an original isr, over here, even the manda amr that ein isr chalal isr will hold that it'll be chal. Why? Because it's called an isr mosif. It added on something that wasn't usr from the original isr. Namely, the original isr of Gid HaNasha was only usr ba'achila. And what? Now, because it's hektish, it's also going to be usr ba'hano. Okay? That's what's called an isr mosif. Okay? The first thing he mentioned is isr kola. Right? Kolel means that we're not adding another dimension to this item, but rather the second isser is a chabure, a koilel. It's inclusive, it's being ma'ached other things onto this, with this second isser. Lamashal. The Gemara in Shavuos, I put it on the Marmakomos, the Gemara in Shavuos and the Daf Chav Daled tells us that even if you don't hold of isser koilel, you might hold of isser maisif. Meaning like this. There's one question in the Gemara, do you subscribe to Isser Chalal Isser or not? It's Machlekes Tanoim. Can an Isser be Chal on another Isser? Or once it's Usser, a second Isser is not Chal. That's a Machlekes Tanoim. Isser Chalal Isser or ain't Isser Chalal Isser? That's number one. Then there's number two. Isser Chalal Isser be Isser Koilel. That's a separate Machlekes Tanoim. What does Koilel mean? Koilel means it includes other items. L'mashal. What do I mean? L'mashal, it's a piece of nevela. And now it's Yom Kippur. So what? So now it's not only Aser Mitzad nevela, but now it's Yom Kippur also. It's Aser Mitzad Yom Kippur. Yeah, but that's Ein Iser Chalal Iser. So says the Gemara, not according to everyone. That might be better than a classic situation of Isser Chal Isser. Because why? Because this is Kolel, other foods, with the Isser of Yom Kippur. Every food is included in the second Isser. So therefore, it's Kolel Dvarim HaMutorim, Im Dvarim HaAsurim, so that's some subscribe to Isser Chal Isser when it comes to Isser Kolel. Then comes along Rava in the Gemara in Shavuos and says, and what's unanimous? What's almost accepted? That by Isser Mosif, if it's Mamish adding a new dimension to the Isser, so that to that same item that wasn't Usser through the original Isser. So that's not a problem of Isser Chol Isser. That's already Isser Mosif, so that's going to be Chal. Good? That's the background that you need. That's already found, already in the Ritva's interpretation of the Gemara on Daf Pei Tes, and that's already the setup for the Rishonim in our sugya. Yeah, David.
What would be the Isser Mosif here?
Where?
By making a kachim.
It's Usser Bano, Hektish, Me'ila.
But don't we have, like, Tosfos holds that the Gid HaNasha is Usser Bano, no?
Oh, okay, good. In a chanami. It's totally on that cheshbon. It would be, but we're in... No, but we're in Yesh Begidim and Osein Tam, the Gemara just said. So if Yesh Begidim and Osein Tam, so he, then it's like Nevela. And it's Mutar Ba'ana. Tos only said that within Ein Begidim and Osein Tam. And then you had the Rambam that makes no, that right, Shar Melech, and okay, good.
But didn't we say I wasn't linked anyway?
What?
We said I wasn't linked, no?
What's not linked?
The Isser Hana to Gidim and Osein Tam. There's not... The Rambam wouldn't make sense. You have to say that they're not linked.
No, but David was asking from Tosos.
So I guess we still say with Tosos that they're linked?
Tosos holds that it's a straight up Gemara, right? And that was the Kasha on the Rambam, that if you hold Yesh Begidim Osein Tam, it's Mutar Bano. If you hold Ein Begidim Osein Tam, it's Usser Bano. And therefore Tosos passed, that's Usser Bano. But that was all within the day of Ein Begidim Osein Tam. Okay? Good. Good. So Rabbi Isai comes along the Ramban. And the Ramban frekts a kasha, not Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha, but a different kasha. What iser chalal iser by Shmuel? What iser chalal iser by cholov with chalif? Right? I'm sorry. No. What iser chalal? Yeah, what with cholov with chalif? Hello? The second iser is moisif. Basar v'cholov. It's Moisif and Isser Hano. And the Gemara already tells me what the Ritva already assumed elsewhere, that an Isser Hano is an Isser Moisif. Where does the Gemara tell you that, Rabbi Isai? In Krisus and Daf Yadalit. The Gemara in Krisus tells us, don't take my word from it, there's a Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis in Krisus. Yesh oichal achila achas. A person could take one bite of food. V'chayov in alea, and you could be chayov on it. Arba chatos. Four Korban chatasis. Four chiyuve karis b'shogik. V'asham echa. What's the case? Tomei sha'achol chelev v'hayanoyser minam gdoshim b'yoyim ha-kippur. You know, like mamish, like Titus in the middle of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is like, you know, this guy's trying to like smoke a cigarette in on the bima on Yom Kippur. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, give me a cheeseburger right now. Okay? Mamish, Alamdin Shein Kamo, but unfortunately he went off the derech. You know those guys. You know those guys. How can I try to accomplish as many Yisurim as possible? Nebuch. Oh. So the Gemara says, Neimel Isle L'Rav Meir Isser Chalal Isser. Right? Apparently he holds that it's Isser Chalal Isser, because he holds that all of them are Chal, because he's going to be Chayav Arba Chatos. So the Gemara says, Nihi de iser chal iser lesle, iser koil viser maisif isle. Exactly like the way I just presented to you. Just because a person doesn't subscribe to iser chal iser doesn't mean he's not going to subscribe to different types of isurim that might be kolal, include varma mutarim, or add a new dimension. Right? Tahar meikara lo aser ella bechelef. Havale tame. So the Gemara says, first of all, the fact that he's Tomei. So now, Tomei is now Aser with many different pieces, not just Chelev. So that's Isser Koil. Good, that's for the first Isser. Good. Chelev, V'Chelev Meikar Lo Aser Ela Ba'Achila. The Chelev was only Aser Ba'Achila. Akdeshe, once it becomes Hektish, Migo Disaisiv Vo Isser Ano, Isoisif bay legabe chelev. So that's all we need for now, just in terms of the second iser. So what's the assumption of the Gemara? The assumption of the Gemara is that iser hano is an iser moisif. So the Ramban asks, so say the same thing exactly by Basar v'cholav as well, that the iser hano should be an iser moisif. And that should be something that should be allowed to be chal. And our whole Gemara should be ripped up to pieces. There shouldn't be dependent on the classic issue of Isser Chal al Isser. No one in our Gemara says anything about Isser Maisif, about any discussion about the Sugis and Shvuas and the Sugis of Krisus of Isser Maisif. Sounds like it's a classic Inyan of Isser Maisif. So the Ramban says, Eina Chanami, you're right. You're right. It's a good Takasha. Ramban says on our daf, Kuf Yud Gimel on the base. If you think that this is not going to be Lamaisa Rabbeisai, get ready. Says the Ramban, Elishmaitin Pliga Adaravad, Armasechasruas, Afilamanda Isle Koilo, Moisif Isle. Easy answer. What's the easy answer, Rabbi Isai? Our Gemara holds no. Isser Maisif is also the classic issue of Ein Isser Chal Isser. We don't distinguish between an Isser Maisif and a non-Isser Maisif. And therefore, if you don't subscribe to Isser Chal Isser, then you don't subscribe to Isser Maisif either. So, the Gemara over here is against Rava in Shavuos that wanted to say that even the one who doesn't hold of Isser Chal Isser is Maida when it comes to an Isser Maisif. The Ritva, on our daf, quotes the Ramban, and then he gives an alternate explanation. The Ritva says, the Yesh Amrim, the Sugyan Pliga Ahi de Rava, the Sirilan de Isser Koil of Isser Maisif Ki Adadi Ninu. So that's the Ramban. Va'achirim Tirtu, the Ritva says, the Trey Gavneim Isser Maisif Ika. There are two types of Isser Maisif. Chad de loy soisif be iser gavra, veloy iser chatichos, el de chomer tve, mishum iser hana bilchud. One is that you didn't add anything else between more people or more items, and all you added on was the fact that this is now going to be aser hana. O mishum karitzu kiyotzibo. Vahai loy odif mi iser koilo. V'chad, but then there's an Isser Maisif. Da'avi Isser Maisif Gomer, that it's Mosif in a strong way. The Isoisif Bey, that now, it now adds to it, not only the fact that it has another element to it. Isoisif Bey Isser Gavre. V'hai Odif Mi Isser Koil. And that's what Rava meant when you have an Isser Maisif with, including more people or more items, that's going to be better than Isser Koilo, and that's going to be something that even if you don't subscribe to just a classic Isser Koilo or a classic Isser Chal Isser, this is something that Rava said in Shavuos that everyone would be minded to. And he says that Basar V'Cholov, just being Asar V'Ana, is the weaker type of Isser Maisif. And that was the assumption of our Gemara to say that this would not be an Isser in Isser Maisif, because that's not what Rava was talking about. So you have either the Ramban's approach, or you have the Ritva's approach, that we misunderstood the Gemara, and the Gemara meant Isser Koilo plus Maisif. Then that's a super Isser Koilo, and then that would be Chal, even the one who doesn't subscribe to Isser Chal Isser. But if all you have is the fact that Basar V'Cholov is now not only going to be Asar Ba'achila, it's going to be Asar Ba'ana, but the same piece of meat is going to be usher beforehand, so then it's not going to help you. Why don't you say, no, but now the cholov's usher? So that's where Rebbe Eger asked. That's what the Chassam Sofer explained. That's what the Chazanish explained. You have to understand basar v'cholov. Either it's basar oriented, or it's basar v'cholov oriented. But over here, at the end of the day, the Gemara clearly assumes that the holoch yelech and the assumption of the Gemara is that it's a nisr chal isser, and this is not an isser maisif. Good. Moshe.
Sorry, just what are the two different types of Isser Maisifs?
According to the Ritva, there's an Isser Maisif that also applies to more Gavre or more Chatichus. So it's like a Kolel plus.
So Maisif just means it applies to more things?
No. Maisif, no, it's an Isser Maisif with an Isser Kolel. You understand? In such a situation...
What's the greater type of Isser Maisif?
That's what it is. Masha'enkin, Basar V'Cholov, is taking the same piece of meat and now just saying, oh, it's also Asar Ba'ana. That's a weak Isser Maisif.
Okay.
That's what the Ritva is saying. So, and he's trying to say that when Rava says everyone agrees to Isser Maisif, he was talking about the stronger Isser Maisif. He was not talking about our type of Isser Maisif. So therefore, you don't cut it. And this might be, the truth is, this might be what Tosas Shita in Chulin on Daf Kuf Aleph says. That Tosas asked the same question on Kuf Aleph at the end of Gidon Osha. Tosas asks, why isn't this Isser Maisif? So Tosas says in our Sugya that just because something's Asar Ba'ana doesn't make it Isser Maisif, it just makes it Isser Chamor. Okay? It just makes it that it has a Chumrius, but it now is not going to have ramifications within Rava's idea that just because something now is also Asar Ba'ana, that now everyone's going to subscribe that the second Isser is going to be Chal. Okay? But that's, you see that the Rishonim were put up against the wall. The Rishonim were stuck, and the Rishonim didn't understand how they, you can assume like we do in this Gemara, that this is a classic Isser Chalal Isser. Rava already told us that Isser Mosif is not the classic Isser Chalal Isser. The Gemara increases, tells us that Isser Hanah is considered an Isser Mosif. So how you gonna apply this Gemara to all the other Gemaras? Something's gotta go. So that's what the Ritva has to be Mechadish. Or you got to take the Ramban's route that this Gemara is arguing with Rava. And in a Hanami, if you would accept like Rava, you would have a very simple answer, and this wouldn't be the classic issue of Isser Chalal Isser. Adma.
But shouldn't it make a difference also that the first Isser, the Isser of Caleb, has Karis, which the second Isser doesn't have? Or that doesn't matter?
Not necessarily. No, it's... No? No, it's...
What?
Fakir, that's the first one. That's the stronger one is the first one. Stronger.
Doesn't
the
second one have to be stronger?
To be
like most of onto it?
Right. So I'm saying, it's still
because the second in our case, the second is Bazar Chol, no?
Right. You're saying because it's only a lav, so therefore it's going to not be even Isser Chalal Isser? I don't think so.
I mean, shouldn't that make it weaker?
No, I could always add on to another Isser. It could be Usser with a lav also. It's a second Isser.
Is Isser Chalal Isser a question, like in the theoretical, like am I chayav twice in Shemayim? Like what happens to Kimle here?
No, so Kimle doesn't apply because it's Kimle says when you do a Maisa Avera, right, that has within it. Why don't you say by every Isser Chalal Isser, this thing is Usser for two reasons? No, I don't. We're not going to say, let's say you have an item that's Usser for two reasons. For Isser Chalal Isser. So.
Is there one definitive that has a greater punishment? Is a Chattas is a Chattas? Is a Chattas.
Like you could be Chayav for two korbanos, right? For a Maisa Avera.
Malkos and Kari.
What?
Malkos and Kari. If you have Basar V'Cholav and you have like Hekdesh Basar V'Cholav or something like that where you get Karis and Malkos.
Why don't you say...
It could be two Isser and just one punishment.
If it's the same type of Onshin, is it the same type of Onshin?
It doesn't matter. Meaning that's what he's asking. Why doesn't Kimle...
I'm saying, but one has to be Rava? Isn't
Kimle just
right? So let's assume like the Tanaim that Karis, there's a machlekes in the beginning of the third parak of Ksubis, whether or not Karis could patel for Kimle. So let's assume that Karis, like Rav Nechunya ben Akana, Karis could patel for Kimle, and it could now. So first of all, Kimle does not necessarily patel for Karbonos. That's number one. Okay, but. That already Tosas Himsachim tells us, Tosas and Subis, because the reason why you bring a carbon is for kapara, it's not for an onish. So therefore, Kimle doesn't apply. But even without that, if I have an item that is carrying within it two distinct isurim, I don't think that right now I have two averis. So you're right, I'm not going to be chayef misa twice. I can't be killed twice, but and in the world of Karbanos, it's not going to be relevant either. But there are two. But I'm saying even if I didn't have those answers, would this lend itself to a classic case of two chiyuvim joined from one maisa? Maybe. Okay, so maybe you have to say that because I meaning if I'm just. When am I going to be chayev shtayim, right? I'm either going to be chayev two korbanos, or I'm not going to get killed twice, right? But uh-huh. I could get. You want to know why don't I? Why don't I get patered from the malchus? Why don't I get patered from malchus? According to Rav Nechunya ben Akana, if I eat chaylev that was cooked with chalav, why don't I say that now I should be putter from Malkus, according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana?
Rabbi, isn't there an opinion that says that since Karis is indefinite, you still get Malkus with it? Because you might do tshuva and might get out of Karis?
Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha. Rabbi Yitzchok says that if you get, yeah, but that's by the chiyuve Karis itself. Malik's asking a different question.
Oh, okay.
Malik's saying, why doesn't the second chiyuv on this Maisa should have a Kim Levi de Rabbi Minei because I'm getting Karis from this same Maisa?
Why so, not? Why don't we say that? Why can't we just say that it's too Yisurim, but you got the bigger punishment?
Right, maybe you do. Maybe you do.
Right, then he said that answers it, though, because then Itzer's Chal Isser, you just don't get the punishment. It's a din in the punishment right. At that point, you just
right.
Say.
Right. I'm just wondering if that we would actually say that according to Rav Nechunya ben Akana, Legabe Malkus by the Basar B'chalav, would we say that this would be a candidate for Kimle Duramini? Maybe. By the way, just for you, Malik, Daf Yomi today, why don't you say that the you should be putter on the second chiyuv of the kli with the mace? Because of Kimlev Duravine. That's the Ron's Kasha. But we'll leave that for
I'm
now.
I'm a little back. I'll get there soon.
Okay.
I don't always see the Ron. So. Yeah.
Okay. Rabosai. So that's an interesting, interesting Kasha. Rabosai, this is where I wanted us. This is where I wanted us to. This is all a setup to mamish get to where I want to go. So this was the Mahalach of Toisis, of the Ritva, of the Ramban, how to get around this Kasha of Chalav and Chalev of Isser Chalav Isser. Why isn't this Isser Maisiv? But Rabbi Yisai, no one here is eating Chalev, and no one here is dealing with Chalev. Okay? What are we going to deal with, Rabbi Yisai? Similar to Chalev, but not exactly like Chalev. Also a piece of non-kosher. What are we going to be dealing with?
Nevelas.
Non-geschected meat. McDonald's. Burger King. Pet food. What's the din? What's the halacha? Now this sugya just went and shifted from some backhanded lumdis in Isser Moisif with some gemaras in Krisus and some gemaras in Shavuos, and now becomes halacha lemaisa legabe what? Be honest, Rabosai. Don't be embarrassed. Who has a pet over here? Malik, raise your hand. No?
No, of course not.
I thought that was like awful. I thought that was like part of the obligations of West Orange.
Yeah, right. The dog would have been gone so fast.
Anyone else? Judah, you have a dog? David? Nothing?
We had one.
Had a fish once, Rev.
Oh, you had a fish.
Yeah, I have a dog.
You do?
Oh. Yeah.
So Jacob, this is halacha l'maisa. Okay? I've had people in my shul that have asked this kasha l'maisa, I give a shir on it, one shal shuris, that they found out, they read the ingredients, and the dog food had basar v'chalav in it. Okay? So now, Rabbi Yisai, has anyone here heard of the Rambam's nekuda nifla? The Rambam says, I have a nekuda nifla. I have an unbelievable shir kloli that I'm about to teach you. And it's a big yesod. And my Rabbosai, guess where this yesod is? It's in Krisus on this Mishnah. But it's very relevant for us, Legabi Basar V'Cholav. So I'm going to let you see this Rambam inside, in the Perish HaMishnayis. And then in Mirza Hashem tomorrow, we will finish up and discuss Halach L'maisa, how this is relevant and where it's going to affect us. And get back to some of the questions from Alex about Isser Chal Isser and what is our approach, is it theoretical or not, and how it affects us, and hopefully can give us a little bit of direction in this sugya, as well as direction in possibly the old sugya for the Kasha of the Har Tzvi at Bishul Basar Chal. So again, just to remember where we are, we were learning a sugya on Kuf Yud Gimel Mem Beis that went through the ideas of Isser Chal Isser, and we questioned that premise. We first questioned with Rabbi Kiva Eger, why are we only focusing on the Basar, why aren't we focusing on the Cholov? We presented a few different Mahalchim within the Isser of Basar v'Cholov, based on that Kasha, of the Chassam Sofer and the Chazon Ish. Then we went on and we asked, based on the Gemaras in Shavuos from Rava with Isser Maisif that everyone subscribes to, and knowing that the Gemara in Krisus tells us that Isser Anah is an Isser Mosif, and the Ritva even saying it earlier in Chulin by Gid Anasha with Mukdashim, so why doesn't this classify as a classic Isser Mosif, and it shouldn't be dependent on the global issue of Isser Chalal Isser. On that we had the Ramban, Tosos, and the Ritva's approach, and in Mirza Hashem tomorrow we will discuss the Rambam and Perish Mishnayos. Rabosai, we need to communicate about tomorrow. I am being Mesader Kiddushin in Lawrence tomorrow night, and I don't know what time it's going to end. I don't even know what it's going to look like. What I'm like, it's this is like going to be very interesting. So I will be in touch with you. I'm aiming to be back. I really want to talk about this Rambam. I really want to finish this sugya. It's awesome. It's one of my favorite sugyas, one of my favorite Rambams, and you guys should take a look. Worst comes to worst, we'll continue on Wednesday night. All right, Rabbi Isai? Yeah.
Would it be possible to ask a potential Talmid of the Shir?